We'd like this evening, with the help of the Lord, to speak to you about three second things found in the Word of God. Three second things. And over the conference weekend, as we've been listening, we've been hearing somewhat of these second things. And so this evening, we'd like to preach the gospel on some of these second things. Now, John's Gospel, chapter 3, a very well-known portion of Scripture indeed. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to a Pharisee named Nicodemus. And the Lord responds to a question. And he says in verse number 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 7, the Lord Jesus says to him, Marvel not that I said unto thee, he must be born again. I'd like to suggest this evening in our opening verses, we read of the second birth. And we want to think this evening of the second birth and its necessity. The Lord Jesus Christ very, very clearly said to this man, Nicodemus, on this occasion, he must be born again. Can I ask you at the outset of the meeting, are you born again? You see, we have been reading this evening the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it is the Word of God that we are reading. So we have the Word of God and these verses and these statements made by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And when the Lord Jesus speaks, we must listen. We must listen. And the Lord Jesus Christ makes this profound statement to this man Nicodemus. He must be born again. Have you got the second birth? We'd like this evening to think of the second birth and its necessity. Over to Hebrews, please. The book of the Hebrews, chapter number 9. We want to think of the second thing. Hebrews, chapter number 9. The Hebrew writer is writing here about the Lord Jesus Christ and the work which he accomplished there at the cross of Calvary. And he says here in verse number 28 of Hebrews chapter number 9, So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Can I read that again for you? A beautiful verse. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We'd like to think here of the second coming of Christ and its proximity. We'd like to think of the nearness of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second birth and its necessity. The second coming of Christ and its proximity. Then finally, in Revelation chapter number 20, please. The last book of the Bible, a book our brother's been reading from over these few days. Revelation chapter number 20, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapter number 20, and we'd like to think of a third second thing this evening. And these verses which we are about to read are some of the most solemn reading, solemn verses you'll read. And we should take note as we read these verses about the third second thing we'd like to speak to you about this evening. Revelation chapter number 20, and we're going to pick up the reading in verse number 11. We won't read the whole verse. You'll note here, John, over and over in this chapter. He's going to tell us, in fact, the whole book, how he saw, what he saw. And we see here in verse 11 of chapter 20, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." Verse 14 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the second birth and its necessity, the second coming of Christ and its proximity. And here this evening we read about the second death and its finality. Very solemn reading indeed. But we want to go back to John chapter 3 and speak a little bit about the second birth and its necessity. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking on that occasion to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to the Lord Jesus on that occasion. And the Lord sees his heart. The Lord knows his thoughts. And without the Lord responding to him directly to what he had to say, the Lord goes to the very thoughts of his heart. We read in the opening verses that this man, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, an important man, an educated man, came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with you." That's what this man said. But what did the Lord Jesus Christ say? The Lord Jesus Christ went straight to his heart. The Lord knew him. And we want to tell you this evening, dear friend, in the gathering, the Lord knows each and every one of us. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows your condition. The Lord knows you. We can't hide from God. And here the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to this ruler, speaking to this man, he's going to make a profound statement, a statement which was going to change this whole man's thinking. For he was a Jew. He had relied on all the religious practices and all that he believed in as far as Judaism concerned. And the Lord says to him, "Now listen, I want to tell you one thing. I want to tell you something of vital importance. I want to tell you here, dear friend, as the Lord Jesus Christ said to this man Nicodemus, he must be born again." Are you born again? What does it mean to be born again? What does it mean to be saved? How do I get saved? What must I do? The Lord Jesus Christ explains to this man through this chapter, and then in verse 16 he comes and he wraps up the whole chapter as it were, and he's going to make it very clear to this man how he is going to be born again, how he can be born again, how he can be saved. And the Lord Jesus very clearly says to him, this is the message of the gospel. John chapter 3 verse 16, I know just about everyone knows it here. We learned it in the Sunday school. For God so loved the world. That's the message of the gospel. God not only knows you personally, the word of God says he loves you personally. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's how he proved his love for you. That's how he proved his love for me. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto you, he must be born again. The only way you came to enter into heaven is if you are born again. Now, if you've forgotten everything that we said, trust that this will be written in your heart, that you realize as you live this life down here below, and that in the moment comes when you have to enter into eternity, that you must be born again. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said to him. The Lord never answered the question or the statement he made. The Lord went straight to the matter. He said, now listen, he must be born again. Now, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, the Bible tells us you're going to a lost eternity. We read that in Revelation. We'll come to it in a few minutes. I trust everyone here is born again. I trust you're saved. You can be saved. That's the message of the gospel. The word of God said, Christ came into the world to save sinners. You ask me the question, now what do I need to be saved from? Why must I be saved? Because you know what, dear friend, in the meeting, the word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, every one of us, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. For all have sinned. We have, our relationship with God has been broken. We have our backs turned to God. And we need to be saved. You see, dear friend, God loves you. But he hates sin. He hates sin. And God, out of his great love to you, sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? To go all the way to the cross of Calvary to pay the price and the penalty for sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, whom we've been singing about this evening, he, the one who was perfect, the one who knew no sin, the one who did no sin, the Bible says he was harmless, undefiled, and separate from sin as the perfect one. He bore in his body our sin there upon the tree. Dear friend, we want to tell you that's the message of the gospel. That you are separated from God because of your sin. That you need to be saved. But there is one who loves you. One who wants to save you. One who's willing to save you. The Bible says he's willing and able to save you. He's able to save unto the uttermost all who come unto God by the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask the question, how do I get saved? We've been telling you that you need to be saved. We've been telling you that you must be born again. How then do I get saved? That would be a very important question. We find the answer right here. We find it right here in this beautiful verse which the Lord Jesus Christ left him. The Lord Jesus said that whosoever, you can put your name in there, that whosoever believeth in him, believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ, believes that he died, believes that he paid the price and penalty for sin, believe that he endured the judgment on the cross, believeth in him to rest on the work which the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished, and say, I'm a guilty, hell-deserving sinner. I repent of my sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ whom to know his life eternal. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have as a personal possession right now everlasting life. He must be born again. The second birth and its necessity. The Lord Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What about the second coming of Christ and his proximity? We read in Hebrews, did we not? About the second coming of Christ. We've been hearing about that through the conference weekend. About the second coming of Christ. Hebrews. We read about the second coming of Christ. Hebrews chapter 9. This is a beautiful verse indeed. The writer is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who we've been telling you this afternoon, about how that he died there at the cross of Calvary, how that he paid the price as the perfect sacrifice. Here this verse tells us, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, unto those who are saved, unto those who are born again, unto those who have trusted him for salvation, he says, unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Dear friend, in the meeting, the Lord Jesus Christ made a beautiful promise to his disciples in John chapter 14. And if we sum up the promise he made, this is what he's saying. He says, now listen, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself. Our brother Tony quoted that verse this afternoon. He quoted those verses very beautifully in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16. And dear friend, we want to tell you that the next great event this world will see, as far as God is concerned, is the second coming of Christ. We heard this afternoon how that these two stages, but we want to think somewhat of the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ coming again to rapture the saints, to receive the saints, to rapture the saints. He's coming again. Listen to what is going to happen. I quote that verse. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those who are saved and who died, they shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain, those who are saved, we shall alive and remain, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The second coming of Christ and its proximity. Do you know, the Lord could come tonight. The Lord could come while we're seated right here. You ask the question. You ask the question, and which good question to ask, will I be ready if the Lord comes tonight? Are you ready if the Lord comes tonight? If you have the second birth, if you have the second birth, if you're born again, you'll be ready for the second coming from Christ. He could come tonight. The second coming and his proximity, he could come tonight. Nothing more needs to be done. We are waiting. We are watching for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he comes, if you are saved, if you're born again, you'll be raptured to meet the Lord in the air. But if you're not, you'll stay behind to face the judgment of God. The second coming of Christ and its proximity. But then very, very quickly, because the time is going, what about the third second thing? The second thing we read about in Revelation chapter 20. And this reading indeed is very solemn. The second death and its finality. If you are not ready for the second coming of Christ, and you should go the way of all flesh, because the Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. If you're not ready, if you're not saved, if you don't have the second birth, and you die in your sin, your soul will go to hell and await this day in Revelation chapter 20. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ will come to rapture the saints. Your soul will be waiting in hell. He'll then come again, go through the tribulation, and the second part of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he'll come to reign, and then the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we come to Revelation chapter 20. The solemn reading, the solemn verses, the second death and its finality. You listen to these words as I read it again. If you have not the second birth, you will not be ready for the second coming, but you certainly will have to face the second death. Listen to these words. John writes again and he says, I saw. In verse 1, he says, I saw an angel come down. We read in verse 4, he says, I saw thrones. And then in verse 11, he says, I saw a great white throne. A great white throne. No mercy there. No blood there. A great white throne. And him that sat on it. You say, John, that one you saw that sat on it, where else did you see him? He'll say, oh, there was a day I saw him there on the cross of Calvary. A day I saw how they nailed him to a cross there at the cross of Calvary, how they crucified him, how they endured the sufferings of the cross. He says, now, I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it. He goes on and he says in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. There are younger ones here. There are older ones here. Listen to what John says. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. We've been reading and hearing this afternoon about our names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life when we are saved. But if you are not saved, you'll have to face the second death. He says here, the sea gave up the dead. Verse 14, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Then finally it says, and whosoever, in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Nicodemus says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And here John writes, and he says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. The second death and its finality. No second chance here. Final separation from God through eternity to come. Dear friend in the meeting, make sure this evening that you have the second birth, that you're saved, that you're born again, that you've trusted the Savior, that you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, that you've repented of your sin, that you've trusted Him and believed on Him. Then you'll be ready for the second coming of Christ to be raptured away with Him. And you'll never have to face the second death and its finality. Trust the Lord to give you spiritual wisdom tonight. 2, trust the Lord Jesus Christ and take up God's offer of mercy and grace. It is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. I'm going to hand the meeting over to our brother. Thank you very much.